214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
The Hardline Helpline.
Milestone AC, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more.
214-520.
So unfortunately,
help.
One time in
The Hardline Helpline.
Ticket passed.
The Hardline Helpline.
George was telling a story.
Hardline.
About having to go to the bathroom real bad, and Gordon named it, so you were in the Dunham zone.
Yes, when you are crowning, when you have reached the point of no return, that is the Dunham zone.
Yeah. The Dunham zone.
It's just part of the shrapnel that you got to take when you work with Gordon on a regular basis, that sometimes zones, entire zones, are named after you if you've had a problem.
I'm entering the Dunham zone.
Yeah. Well, and this loosely relates to your segment in the cold open, talking about when do you leave your children alone for the first time.
Yeah.
So this P1, he had a Dunham zone emergency, and he was in a predicament.
Oh, no.
Hardline Helpline, I've got a parenting question, as I know that you guys have a staff full of outstanding fathers. So, recently, the stomach bug has pillaged through our household like an unstoppable rebel force. Give you a little background on our household. I have a female live-in roommate who wears a ring on her hand saying that we have to hang out together a bunch and stuff, and we have three beautiful kids, a four-year-old girl, and twin one-year-old boys. Well, as the stomach bug has been bringing its issues, I was recently driving with my 2 1-year-old boys, and I felt the cold sweat come over me. That could only mean one thing, gentlemen, and that was that I was entering the Dunham zone. Now these 2 1-year-old boys, they are walking, they're everywhere. So my question is, if I'm driving with 2 1-year-old boys and I feel the urge that hell is about to unleash its fury in and out of my body, what is the move with these 2 boys if I'm in a car?
Oh, my God.
Do I take them into the bathroom with me, hope for the handicap stall, and let them frolic around in the stall of a flying J rolling around on the floor covered in God knows what kind of fluids? Do I leave them in the truck and lock it and pay a lot lizard $5 to make sure that nobody takes them? What's the move?
Dude.
Luckily, in my situation, I made it home safely, but there's nothing to say that this could happen again. So I need your help. Hardline, tell me what to do. Save my children. I love you. Thank you. Go Cowboys.
Boy, this is a good one.
I don't think there's a right answer.
And I don't think I know the answer.
I think the answer is you have to just mess yourself.
That can't be the answer.
Now that you do have a young one again, and you're thrown back into these predicaments, because life does get infinitely easier as they get older, yet at the same time, once the teenage years roll around, it gets equally harder for different reasons, as we all know. But that is, I would be prone to leave them in the car.
That's probably where I would end up, but boy.
Can you imagine, though?
Make sure you crack the windows. Leave a note. Diarrhea. Emergency.
I mean, what do you just hope that no one sees that you have left 2 infants in the car?
I mean, that'll get you arrested, won't it? If you leave a kid in the car?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Is there heat? Is it
right,
perfect
temperature?
Right, is it
the dead of summer?
Yeah. Like, if it's nice weather, you would probably be better off, but I would not bring my kids into a Flying J handicap stall and let them roll around.
Or they're sitting on Dad's knee as he's trying to take care of his plumbing problems.
Yeah.
I mean, they're one, so they're in seats, so you can leave the car running. Sort of. This is a very difficult one. Can you get Mom on FaceTime? put her on the dashboard for the boys? I don't know, man. I am willing to throw open the helpline
to that
to answer that dude's.
What would you do right now?
Like I said, I would just have to deal with the consequences when I got home.
Yeah.
I just think there are a few times, and thankfully they don't even happen once a year, but when they have happened, they required your immediate attention. And just the panic when you're by yourself that you have to find a facility now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That has happened.
With two, that's a game changer. But with one, could you get away with holding the kid?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The
okay, that's your answer.
The twins adds a complicating factor that I just can't wrap my head around.
Right.
I can't imagine having twins at all any purpose.
Would you have the time to put on the baby Bjorn?
No.
The double-sided baby Bjorn where you got one in front, one on the back, and then you're trying to...
Try not to lean back.
You know, I had a... Not a similar situation, but I did have an emergency, but it was the opposite end.
Yeah.
I was trying to keep down
vomit,
and I was driving my daughter home, and she was probably maybe 8 or something. And so I'm maybe 5 minutes from home, and I'm at a stoplight, and I can't hold it anymore.
Ugh.
So I just opened the door and on the street at the stoplight, and I thought, okay, well, now I'm good. And we're pulling into the neighborhood, and we're almost to the house, and then the second wave. So then I put my hand up to my mouth, and it went through my fingers all over the steering wheel, all over the windshield.
God!
And so I finally pull into the driveway, and my daughter jumps out of the car and goes inside and finds Marissa, and she's like, please help him! I don't know what's wrong!
God! Oh, how horrible.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and that's the other thing, is if they're one... They probably now have the ability to express to mom. The idea of your phone maybe being able to occupy them has been thrown out there by a couple P1s, and maybe in the stall they're looking at a video on your phone. But I don't know, man. I'm willing to open this up for a future helpline for solutions from people who have been in this horrible predicament.
That's a dandy. All right, thanks, man.